Hi, this is Ron. How is everybody doing today? Today is Monday. And let's see here. What can we do today? Today's the day to have to see if Larry's good. Monday, the time daykeeper. So we're in June 11th, 2012. 6/11/12. And we'll see if our co-host is on. Kathy, are you out there, Kathy?
I'm out here. Hi, Ron. Hi, everyone. Welcome to bbsradio.com, Station 1, with Creation Lightship Healing. Ron Ametron is our host and the ambassador to the Creation Lightship. Ron, are you going to let us take calls today?
No problem. Yeah, that'd be great. We'll have some calls if they want to call in. So I'll have to give them a phone number. That they could probably check it out. I don't know what lines we're on, though.
Well, I posted the toll-free number on the fast chat, and I'll read it out loud here. It's 888-627-6008, toll-free in the U.S. and Canada. And then there are other numbers listed for outside the U.S. and Canada on the bbsradio.com website under Station 1. So, Ron, we have a lot of questions backed up, and unless you have any announcements you'd like to make,
no,
I'm ready to get started.
We'll do the questions. That's good.
Okay, great. There was one that came in onto clsquestions@yahoo.com, and it was someone's asking to explain a clearing called organization affiliation disconnection.
I'll do that clearing first. So that clearing can disconnect you from organization. So let's say that you belong to the Catholic Church for 25 years and you got out. Maybe you're a Jehovah Witness and they keep hounding you. Maybe you belong to the old days. They had like an EST group. They have Scientology. Maybe you belong to the Masons, which I don't think you get out of that or not. But maybe you belong to something that you wanted to get out of, and you kept feeling psychic attack energies because not going to the programs. Or whatever, and that's what it's for, to get rid of the energies that's attached to you from an organization. And so I just picked on the ones that are more religious. There's other ones, too, naturally. But, that's what it's for, is to get disconnected from energies of the people that you used to hang out with. I think I heard a beep, if not mistaken.
I thought so, too.
Yes, I'm Larry. Can you hear me, Ron and Kathy?
Oh, yes. Hi, Larry. We hear you.
Okay, great. Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment or question to Ron that when people are programmed, it sounds like the aliens always imply the same thing, that the human's doing it, it's the human that's attacking you, the human. Every second it implies the human's doing it, but the alien's doing it. So when you see through that, it's kind of like a scam that you know it's the alien doing it. You could say something to the alien like, well, I haven't hurt you. Why are you attacking me? It doesn't make any sense. And then a lot of times it usually stops. And then and another thing that I saw, too, was that there was a girl talking to a guy, and she said, oh, I don't understand that. So the guy kept on explaining, and then afterwards he was all drained out. And it's just like the girl had an octopus in her that was courting the guy and draining all his energies when he thought he was helping to explain something to her. And could Ron comment about that?
Yeah, remember, they can come in as shapeshifters and everything else. I just saw a video on YouTube where one of the keynote speakers had, a shapeshifter in him. Eyes were mostly goofy, looking like pupils are completely different. I can't give the name over the radio program here, but it was quite something. First, I saw the pictures where the person who posted it was showing the face. And I thought, well, maybe they could have doctored it up, but it was like maybe an hour video. Sure enough, you can definitely see those energies. So, yeah, you don't know who you're talking to, actually, a lot of times. And that's very sad because you don't know what's out there and who's in there.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, it can happen. Be your best friend one day getting overtaken when you're having a conversation, and remember, all they do is take the words in the memory, bring it forth, and all of a sudden you wonder what's going on with that person, and it could be, you know, very disconcerting. So it's very sad is what they can do. But yeah, you know, that's why you want to get yourself more into your body, get these things out of you. That's why we do those special calls to do that. So thank you, Larry.
Okay, thank you, Ron.
Yeah. That's a rough one. The roughest thing is realizing once you finally get it, you don't know who's in that body that you're talking to, then your whole world will change. So it's very sad. Oh, back to you, Kathy.
Okay. Steve in New York City posted this question twice. He would like your help in relieving the negative energy from neckties for men.
Oh, okay. Maybe you got strangled with one, huh? Or... Here we go. So, and also for women, you know, anything around your neck, it could be like being hung. Here we go. Or maybe somebody could have pulled that thing tight around your neck to have you no longer breathe. So here we go. Releasing this, if you have any choking or patients. One, two, three, four, five, oh boy, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Boy, and again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Anybody's nose watering or anything, or eyes? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And we'll just continue on here. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. We'll see how people are responding to that. Back to you, Kathy.
Thank you. Steve in New York City said it's great to be free of the ties because he lost his job. Maybe he still felt his tie was there. And Bob says, ties for men, he despises ties for men. It makes him feel like he's being hung.
Yeah.
So, thank you. also, in the organization clearing, they were asking, second part of that question was, why is it a whole life clearing? Is it because of our families who joined organizations or school organizations like fraternities and sororities?
Yeah, it can go back quite a way. That's why it's whole life, because
mm-hmm.
you're dealing with many organizations that you belong to. So it could be a school organization, could be Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts. You could be connected to anything. So any kind of organization is what. This is why it's a whole life, because you don't know what you're connected to. In fact, maybe your job could be considered an organization. Left the job, then you could be energetically connected too. So anything that you're doing could also be an organization. Back to you, Kathy.
Oh, there's a call on line one. Oh, sorry, caller. Please go ahead and state your name and question for Ron.
Yeah, hello. This is Arjan from the Netherlands. Hello, Ron.
Hi, how's the Netherlands doing?
A lot of cloud chips here.
Okay.
And looks like I've seen different clouds here, like blue. Dark gray, dark blue, and sometimes it looks like when you look at it, it's shining light from the outside of the clouds. It's a very, very strange looking cloud.
Wow, and like it has Wow,
so it's
emitting light from around itself.
It's like a light bulb.
Okay, yeah,
something
got it.
Like
yes,
it.
Wow.
It's very strange. Sometimes it's like cotton candy, like a jellyfish type.
Oh, great.
Yes, very great. I've also done different clearings, and also I found out that there are also physical body barcodes. These typical barcodes can also ruin the magnetic and twisted body alignment.
Wow, okay.
And these barcodes are not mentioned by Ron, but I did found them. And they are working also very great, and they can also attach to the physical bodies in large numbers. And that's one of my experience. And the second one is they can put in a barcode between abduction traumas and a trauma body, and it can go back to at least 50 generations. That's a lot.
50, huh?
Yes, they can... They put an barcode between abduction trauma, and they can traumatize you from that abduction to this life.
Right.
Yeah, that is...
should say nuts instead of great. Nuts, huh?
Yeah, they put an barcode between two emotional bodies, and they can induce... that particular information from an event, which has happened in the past, and they can bring it back in the now.
So they're doing a copy and paste then, huh?
Yes, quite sure. They will not use an implant, but they use a barcode instead.
Okay, very interesting. So I guess it's good that we put up that special barcode clearing, that you put your own information in then.
Yes, and also soul family disconnection is also a part of it. Soul family disconnection from the grandparents and disconnection from the parents is also very important.
Well, that'll give us all something to be concerned about and to understand more in depth what's happening. Wow, I think you kind of nailed that pretty well.
Yeah, it's very typical. If you do a abduction trauma, you can actually feel like emotional concrete. So strong it is. And when
emotional
you do the clearing,
concrete.
You can also
feel
the pain at the
something.
Heart at a particular time.
Wow.
Yeah,
yeah,
I don't know what to say. I'm just like... it's like, wow, you know?
Yeah, but most stuff is generational. You can go back to a 100, but then you cover it mostly. But if people are doing current one, it will be not sufficient. It will be very little.
Okay, so what you're saying is go back and do... maybe go back to 100 generations then?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
It's if you would say the current, whole lifetime would be one in power. And if you would do the generations, it would be thousands.
Okay.
So the imprint from the parents to the children are far, far more stronger than what they reproduce on their own. And that's also depending on the body light energy, of course, how much you can take on the body at a particular time.
Well, I'm sure everybody listening is like, all they're saying nuts also, huh? Well, that's great information that you're able to see and sense the energy and know that you got some relief going back on 100 you know, generations there. Wow. That's going back quite a ways. So how did you feel after doing 100? Did you feel yourself a lot freer then?
Yes. Feel much better.
Boy. Hey.
Well, it was nice
to
hear from
you. I have also another question.
Okay.
Between me.
Go ahead.
Okay. There's another question. The pictures, what you use for healing, the bigger, the better, isn't it? Bigger the picture, the better.
I would say, yeah, because it will carry and hold more energy in the picture. So if you're putting a picture up of you in front of your monitor screen, then, yeah, have the light being up large and have you get a picture of you large, and it would be better that way than to have a smaller picture. It will be, you know, everything is a conduit. So I don't know if, a digital print picture is probably, I'd say pretty good. Maybe a real one, if you had one that was real, like, you know, in the old days, it would probably be maybe a little better, but the digital one will work. The only reason why I'm saying that is the digital one has holes in it, where a regular, like a Polaroid, for instance, is actually on film. And so you're actually going to have no holes, of pixels versus, having it real. So the real picture would be better, but I don't think a lot of people are going to be able to have that availability to have a picture of themselves, unless they're probably using a digital camera anyway. So
okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Well, I'll call you next time. Okay, bye-bye.
Arjan, before you go, I don't think everybody can hear what clearing you were talking about when you said go back 100 generations. Can you please specify which clearing that was again?
Yes, it's abduction trauma.
I think I talked in place of you. Can you say that again?
Abduction trauma.
Abduction trauma. Okay, thank you, Arjan.
So family disconnection, very important. And courting.
Okay.
Family disconnection and courting. Yeah, cord release. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And maybe also the trauma body.
Okay. Wow, okay, great.
Yeah,
that's mostly the generation parts, so...
Okay, people are listening to you people are listening and commenting in the fast chat. So if you can, go in the fast chat and make a few comments to some questions people have for you, that would be really helpful. But if not, thanks so much for calling from the Netherlands today.
Yes.
Thank you, Arjun.
Great.
Okay.
Okay, see you next time.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Okay, Ron, so some more questions. Marcy was asking if clearings will work on a smartphone or an iPhone that have internet and the light being showing. Yes?
It will work, yes. Uh-huh.
Oh, that's good news. So people can take their clearings with them or just pop it up if they want to on their phone.
Yep, uh-huh.
Great. And Sue was asking which barcodes are essential for ascension.
Well, you want to get your spirit out of here, so that would be the spirit barcode. So that's probably the main one to get your spirit released from the planet here. So other than that, there's other clearings that you could do. But if you want to get out of here at ascension time, then that's one way that will guarantee you to be out because they will find you. Hard to say how much of you they're going to find. That's the one that you need to have. Remember, not everybody is completely a whole in their body because of the parallel timelines and things like that. So, but the spirit barcode is what you want to get out of here. Back to you, Kathy.
Yeah, Sue, there's some shows on the archive you might want to listen to where we talk about it at great length at the beginning of the year. T.A. was mentioning at the beginning that he or she felt a little bit maybe zombie-like, spaced out-like doing the nano clearing, and if that was normal.
Yeah, that is normal. I don't know when you will start to feel better. I think everybody's a little different. Maybe somebody could possibly call in or maybe go on the fast chat. And maybe indicate when Maybe they, you know, felt back to normal. People have been nauseated during it. I did samples of that. I'm not doing samples any longer. They felt nauseated, kind of dizzy, kind of like lost in space a little bit. So this is taking out toxins out of you that probably were activated or going to be activated to numb you out somehow. So getting them out of you is nice. But that clearing is probably one of the clearings that's a little rough on a lot of people at first. I would say, since it goes back to the 1800s, I would say probably maybe most of it would probably be the 1900s is where you may have a lot of problems, but somebody else would want to comment on it, that would be fine on the fast chat. Just let me know what their experiences are. But as of right now, I'm just trying to tell people to be a little cautious and, you know, don't do a whole lot of them, because all of a sudden you might feel your energy drop down as one of these energies are taken out of you. Body has to heal itself. That's the whole process. Back to you, Kathy.
Yes, and TA, there's quite a bit of discussion about the feelings and the effects of the nano clearing on the May 21st and May 28th BBS radio archives. If you subscribe, you can listen to them there. Also, Ron, Pauline had mentioned about the nano clearing, that she's done the sludge clearing, and she wondered if possibly that the having done the sludge clearing, if that makes the nano clearing a little easier. And could you please describe what is that sludge body clearing?
It's one of the energies that's kind of connected to you. I found that clearing, or put it up, because doing clearings on people, all of a sudden I would feel this like sticky stuff on me and not knowing what it was. And then after taking a shower, this may sound a little weird, but you get into the shower and it feels like, you know, you had this slime on you, kind of, you know, and like somebody sprayed you with something, and then you start, you know, taking a shower and you feel the stuff leave you. Kind of like a thick, oily feeling sometimes. And it may be actual oil coming out. Remember, I'm processing people's stuff too. Or it's just an energetic type of oil. It's really weird. But that clearing gets rid of that process of having this stuff put on you. I really didn't investigate it too much as to how it's numbing people out and what it's doing to them. All I know is that people have it. That's what we call the sludge. I don't think it's on the website. I was looking for it, and I know it's on my assisted services. I haven't really talked about it that much, and the people who are on the 8-hour conference calls are able to do that one for free. It's quite an interesting clearing. Anybody would want to comment on it too, that they may. Normally you start to feel more conscious. Kind of like being, you know, having something on you, kind of like you're painted or you're sticky, and you don't know really how bad off you are till you get rid of it. This is how these clearings work. All the clearings on the website, you don't know where you are, you know, in life until you get a clearing and you feel better. And all of a sudden you go, wow, what happened here, you know? So that's one of those clearings that makes you feel better. It's kind of like it makes your auric field kind of dirty, you know, and sticky. And you start, it's like having oil on you, you know, like motor oil. And you start collecting stuff around you in that oily film. That's what I call the sludge. That's the best way that I could describe it. Maybe somebody could also comment on that one. Back to you, Kathy.
Thanks. Going back to the necktie for men clearing, some of the men are commenting that they really appreciated that. Even Jeremiah, who I know is a teenager, he said he had to wear ties because he was going to private school for 12 years. So he really felt that too, and Mike P. appreciated it, and Bob. So this was a big thing, that shows how instantaneous the healings are. Okay, and then let's see. Mikey was asking, what is the sludge body clearing? So there you go, Mikey. And we'll wait for comments from people to see what they felt about it. And Larry has a question. When restricted from the nano clearing, it could it be an octopus or an entity blocking the light? Oh, and I think we have a caller, too. Shall we take the call now, Ron?
Actually, Larry, that's probably correct, yes. So we can get the caller, yeah. So Larry's answer, I'd say, would be yes.
The caller dropped off.
Oh, it's the caller? Okay, so we'll have to wait a little bit. So, on that necktie clearing, if you think about it, think what a dog thinks about when you put a choker chain on them, okay? That's probably the equivalent of a necktie because, you know, if you have the older style that you go around your neck and stuff and you got to tie it, and then you pull it, and you start pulling it too tight, you know, suddenly you can't breathe. So it's much like a choker chain. So what actually was the necktie used for, and who invented it, you know? What alien race wanted to put something around your neck to keep tabs on you, you know, and to jerk it, you know? So you have to realize that traditional, ones that just kind of clip on look nice and they work, you know? But the old-fashioned type, you know, you tighten it up too tight, you know, what are you going to do to yourself, you know? So anyway, there's probably some symbolism there. Everything here is alien, so why do the aliens want to give us neckties? Oh, so back to you, Kathy.
Yeah, and Larry was also asking he was wondering if it was also could it possibly be the sludge clearing entity blocking when restricted from nano clearing, it could be an octopus or an entity or the sludge clearing.
Yeah.
I think he's wondering if that was doing a blockage, the octopus was blocking it.
Well, possibly. Normally when you do the clearing, whatever is in the way of blocking or causing something as a catalyst, it'll be terminated. And so what happens? Because all of a sudden, the light ship will see something that shouldn't be there, and it's gone. They don't ask, questions. They just get rid of it because it shouldn't be here. You have to kind of remember is that anything here now on this planet that's not of the light, that's taken away free will, free choice, gets terminated. No questions asked. Very few ones even go into the light. They probably have a split second to decide, but other than that, a lot of them can double back and, just as well to get rid of them. So, you know, that's that old saying, take no prisoners, you know. It may sound kind of not very nice, but, you know, when you start realizing what they've done to us and everybody on this planet daily, then you start really realizing that they should not be here. It all depends how dark they are. And because there is a fine line there, but basically... very few of them that I've ever worked with have wanted to come into the light. The Eastern Indian deities, the ones that I've worked with, went into the light because they were being used. Somehow they got stuck into a program. The aliens kept using them to have people connect, pray to them to do all these things. And they couldn't get out of it. And they didn't want to do all those things. But they somehow got stuck in that program where people wanted them to do favors. And so they're the ones that we worked with are out of here. They turned into the light and all said, IDL. So the Eastern Indian deities that people know about, I know there's quite a few of them, but they're no longer active. So if you know anybody who's Indian or you yourself have one of those symbols up on your altar or something or whatever, a picture, it won't have any energy at all on it. Although the light of the darkness could maybe do something to do that, but the deity itself behind it is no longer active. Back to you, Kathy.
Okay, thanks, Ron. And Anne was asking that she mentioned that the tie release was a great idea. And she was also asking about the clearing of emasculation of men and objectification of women. And I don't know, Anne, if you were listening to last week's program on Friday when Ron did clear the negative energy of bras for women. But, I mean, this is a larger scope of what you're asking about. So, Ron, could you please talk about that clearing a little bit, that negative energy clearing? Maybe people can apply their situations to these sorts of things that Anne's suggesting.
Yeah, for myself, you know, there are men out there who judge women and then, you know, vice versa a lot. So I'm just looking at actual judgment of different types of energy that people use, and that the worst thing is that people still judge, and the women are trying to get ahead with jobs and things versus having maybe children. So in our society now is probably where everybody has to work, but I can do a clearing for that for everybody. So we'll just see if you feel better about the opposite sex here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Kathy.
Okay, that was a negative energy clearing. And Marie R. is asking if you could please heal her, do a healing for her wrist. I think before she's asked about it before, she had some sort of pain or trauma to it.
Okay, so let's take away entities first. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we've got to do a chakra alignment. So if any of you out there have a or had a condition, maybe a broken bone or something, fracture, a physical cut, that's the same thing, or one that was done, you know, by a doctor, that will cut off the energy from where the cut is or the fracture going to the other part of the body. So here we go. Let's connect. If anybody's had that, we'll connect the part above and the part below. Okay, here we go. So, moving the energy now. And here we go. There, that feels much better. Okay, I'll count to 10. Well, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. Worked with a lady a long time ago. Long time ago, maybe like 40 years ago, I'm guessing. And she had a problem where a horse stepped on one of her feet, her ankle or something like that. And so she always had ice-cold feet, and she had to put on her feet a blanket. So when I started working with her, I noticed that the chakra, and she probably had a broken ankle, possibly, I think. At the time. So the chakra was no longer putting energy working. And so I did that, and, you know, within 2 minutes, she had her foot becoming warm again. So here we go. And doing this here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we got a beep, I think. Somebody else there?
Got a beeper.
It's me, Marie.
Hi, Marie.
Hi.
Hi, Marie.
How you doing? I just happened, I was getting ready to turn off my, I was going to say radio, but my computer. And I, something said, check BBS radio, and you're there. But anyhow, I would love to have healing energy for me. I have been looking for work for so long now, and have tried so many things, and maybe I've got energy blocks or something, but I would appreciate your support, please.
Well, what I have on the, I have a psychic billboard clearing. That's $20 for the month, and that can help change your energy of what you think of yourself or the job and what other people are transmitting. You're out of work for a long time. I have a self-empowerment clearing, and that, I think, is $50 for 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. And then another problem you could have is maybe somebody has did a spell on you or a curse so you can't get a job. But what I'll do is just take away some energy from you right now. All of those are valid. Okay, so here we go. Releasing, yeah, you got some pretty heavy energy on you. So here we go. We're just going to put you in and neutralize the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. How does that feel?
I don't feel anything just yet.
Okay.
But I'll be conscious of it.
Yeah. Just check out my website, creationlightship.com. And if you're out of work for a while, then you may want to do the self-empowerment clearing. That has many, many, it's like 38 issues that can prevent you from moving ahead. And then the psychic billboard is very, very good, too. So when people see you and you're looking for a job, what you're transmitting to them or what other people are transmitting to them using your billboard to write on, remember, this is your vibration. Other people's thoughts can affect your billboard, so you won't get hired.
Mm-hmm.
The works of the law, remember, we're on a dark side planet here, controlled by darkness, and which is mind energy. And we're dealing with the law of attraction. This is complete dark side energy, because in true light, everything doesn't have attraction. Everything has peace. So with the law of attraction, this is right away a good clue that this planet is from the darkness, or controlled by darkness, I should say. Not that it was created by darkness, but the darkness is controlling everything. And so whenever you try to use your mind to create your reality, then you're doing a psychic attack on somebody else, and it's the battle of the minds, and the battle of the minds win. That's why on the psychic billboard you're able to take control of yourself and change what your outcome is, because it's a program. You're just running programs of darkness, and everybody is run by programs.
Okay.
That's the problem that we have here, is that humanity is controlled by the aliens, and they gave us programs. And I could go on forever, but you might listen to some archives. But that's what I would suggest doing to help yourself out.
All right. So go to Creation Lightship. Healing.com, you said, and that's your website?
Yeah, creationlightship.com, yeah. And there's some sample clearings on there. There's some drop-down boxes. You might check those out first. You know, just get your feet wet a little bit. I've got lots of shows on BBS Radio since 2006. You know, they just go on for, you know, I do four shows a week, so there's lots of them. And, you know, that's what I would do. If you're looking for work, you can't get a job, you can't get over that hurdle, then I would do probably the self-empowerment one, and that may help you out. That's why I put it up, to help people to move forward.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll give it a try, and thank you so much.
Hey, thank you for calling.
Okay.
Thanks, Marie.
Okay, so I'll go on here, and we'll continue with the healing here of broken bones, et cetera. So let's get rid of some entities here. And I worked with another lady. This was very interesting. This lady had, I didn't know her, you know, too well, but she came up to me and says, "Ron, I have a hard time getting dates." And she was, you know, fairly attractive. And I go, "Wow, that's, you know, you don't look homely or anything, you know?" And she goes, "No." She goes, I know I'm pretty good looking, but I just can't get dates because, I'll get this one. She says, my hands, and she's wearing gloves, right? She takes her gloves off, and she says, "Look at my hands and hold them." And I held her hands, and they were dripping with sweat. Her hands were ice cold, like I was touching an ice cube that was melting. She goes, I you know, who wants to, hang out with me when my hands are cold. You know, they, you know, so her problem worked out to be that her her hands were actually maybe chopped off in a past life, and she had the energetic energies came with her in this lifetime, and those chakras were not connected, just like the lady who had the horse dip on her ankle. And so I worked with her, and she was able to be able to get warm hands again. That was, for her, major devastation in her life because, you know, she just couldn't, I mean, they were like ice cold, dripping with sweat. You know, you shake her hand or touch her hand, and you know, you go, where'd all this water come from? So that was very unusual. So we're gonna work now on broken bones and the energy between the upper and lower part, or incisions. It's all the same thing, where there's no more energy flow. So here we go. We're gonna correct the energy flow. Entities are released. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. And we'll do trauma clearing here. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And I would probably timeline crash, maybe trauma also, maybe. You know, that might be a situation that might help out. Do a timeline crash for a broken bone trauma or incision trauma, something like that too. Back to you, Kathy. We'll see if that's helped, Marie.
Okay, Jason's on the fast chat, and he's been describing some situations, and it looks like he's now asking for a clearing around sexual abuse and emotional trauma, possibly a disconnection of energetic energy, the cord release. Could you do that for Jason, please?
Yes, okay, so we'll take off the energy there. So sexual abuse, that could be a big one. Let's see here. I can't get it all off, but I need you to think of one situation that you had. Bring that one up, and I can clear that for you. But, you know, there could be a lot of these situations, and they can go pretty deep, especially if they're in parallel lifetimes. So, remember, what happens here, it may only happen once, but you could be strung out there, you know, in 500 lifetimes with the same problem, and the one clearing may not get the other 500 off of you. So it could help you a little bit, but they could bring it back in, number 499, and, you know, I mean, to you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go. Oh, man. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, Kathy, that was pretty heavy.
Okay, other people in the fast chat are directing Jason to some clearings he can get, and he said he's going to do that, and he's done some. So, Ron, a little while ago you were discussing the nanotechnology, detox clearing, and you said you weren't going to do any more sample clearings, and so there was a question from Ed. He was asking why you wouldn't do any more samples.
Because it's too hard on people if they don't follow through and do all of them.
Uh-huh.
That clearing
okay, so-
is just... too difficult for just a one-time clearing, you know. So you have to be dedicated to want to continue on and clear yourself out with it. Because one clearing, you know, could actually make you sick, possibly. You may not go to work the next day, and you just need to keep doing the clearings to get back to wellness. Because each one is going to be connected to another one. So you need to go through and do all those clearings to get it off of you. And I don't want to open up that can of worms for anybody.
Sure. Jeremiah's asking for the sludge clearing. Do we have to do all four steps for all seven bodies?
I would probably say yes. I would. I think that's the way I would approach that one. Uh-huh.
And
you could
who
do multiple screens on it, too.
Oh, you mean like all at once?
Yeah. If you're doing one clearing, you could probably do the multiple, you know, different settings on it at one time.
Okay, and some people were reporting feeling that sludge clearing very heavy and glad to have it off.
Yeah. Anybody feel it like sticky on them or something? Like they had like double-sided tape on their body or something? Or kind of like they had really, well, kind of like you were immersed in oil. You know, that's the way it kind of felt to me, is like the sticky stuff on you, energetic slime and stickiness or something. You know, it just looks like sludge. So, and things are growing in it, okay? So that's why you want to get it off, too. So back to you, Kathy.
Oh, it does sound like a good one to get off. Okay, so Marie R. is thanking you for the clearing of the entities on her injured wrist. And Jason, likewise, is saying thank you so much for the clearing. And he says he has... he says he's doing the alien hybrid clearing right now, that you have on creationlightchip.com on the left side, one of the free clearings that helps so much with dealing with other people,
right,
the darkness in others. Okay, so another question from Nia. Apparently she's done the magnetic and twisted body alignment clearing in the body jumpstart package, and she wonders how often to realign the 108 visible invisible bodies.
Well, that one is very interesting. I don't know what to say on that one. I just don't know if you should do it once a month or, you know, twice a year. I really don't know. If they change one of those bodies on you, then your healing's may not work successfully because you need everything in alignment. So I don't know. That's why I put it up as an unlimited, I think, so that you can go in there and do it more often. Because I know that I worked with some people a few years ago, and they did that clearing, and then they said, you know, they felt a little weird, you know, maybe after, you know, a few months or something, and they decided to double check those bodies, and they did it, and they felt better afterwards. And they go, wow, how did they get changed? So I just don't know, you know. You don't know what they're going to do to you. So back to you, Kathy.
Micah is asking about the Prosperity Jumpstart, the special package you had, the bundle, and she's wondering how long that Prosperity Jumpstart is going to be available for that price.
I'll be running that that special continuously now, probably for, and I think it's going to go on maybe for 2 months, I believe, for each time, or maybe 3 months. I'm not completely sure. So it'll reset itself. And you can, you know, get into it again, unless you got unlimited on it or something. But it's set up, I think, for 2 or 3 months when it starts. So it just got renewed this month. So I think it's set up by quarters. So every 3 months, I believe, that it will reset itself, or you have to go in and get it over again. So it's probably good until September.
Okay, so Micah, it doesn't seem to be a problem, you know, using it for as long as you need it once you purchased it. And so Micah's also asking about the sludge clearing. You mentioned what it is. She's asking, is it from energetic slime? Is it from people or this environment? What is that sludge? But do you know?
Yeah, it's from the aliens. They put something around you. They encapsulated you in this stuff. And I don't know. Oh, I really can't talk about it that much because I really don't know. I can't put my finger on it. I just know it's there. So I haven't really investigated it to find out how and why, but I know that it's there.
Yeah. Okay, so Spirit is commenting. You asked about people commenting on the sludge clearing, and apparently Spirit did the clearing. and says, it felt gross, and it was a weight on me prior to the clearing. And Jana says, it's just like yeast. And then Anne says she felt a real release of something from the sludge body clearing, like she just completed body two. And Jason's asking, is it possible to do one gigantic, huge clearing for everything?
Yeah, I wish.
Yeah, we do wish that.
Remember, I first started off with four clearings. That's how I started off with, is four. And they just, you know, the aliens love us a lot. Love
like
us to death.
Like you say, they love us to death.
Love us to death, yep. Oh.
Okay, so Ed's asking, can two people be on the nano clearing and the timelines at once?
I don't know. I would take it easy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know what to say. You know, the timeline crashes would be good with that probably, but I don't know. Might make sense, but I'm just kind of real cautious. Recommend doing a bunch of things at once with that clearing. But the timeline one, would make sense to me, but I can't guarantee it. Everybody's going to be a little different on it, you know. But it wouldn't make sense to get off the nano stuff on multiple timelines at the same time that you're doing it. But I don't know how the body's going to react to it. That's the only thing. And, you know, remember, that clearing could be getting rougher, too, as time goes on here. So you may want to repeat it maybe in a month or so. Because, remember, I think this is a year where they're trying to terminate people and numb them out. So by doing it one time might be great. You're getting stuff off of you, you know, that you've had throughout this lifetime and going in the past, but they can still put something on. So that's why you may choose to do the unlimited one so that you can do it maybe once a month or every 2 months or something. But this is what I, you know, kind of thought of doing for people, was having it so they could do the unlimited for a reasonable price and just stay on it and keep doing this here as these things come into our atmosphere from the Beyondo or whoever's doing it here. And it's designed to numb people out. That's what it's designed to do. Change your consciousness so that you don't know what's going on, and they may even try to put in some kind of codes to make you feel like you're in bliss or something, or kind of wonderful spiritual enlightenment or something, and you think that you're in peace energy all the time when you're really dysfunctional. So I just don't know. But, you know, that's what I could say is just keep on it. But it would make sense if you didn't get sick and if your body could hold on to it and not, you know, feel too bad if you did the timeline crashes along with that. That'd make a lot of sense to me. But, again, I just don't know. Everybody's different. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay. Well, Pauline was describing the sludge clearing a little bit. She writes here, it could be like amber encases bugs on a tree, sludge does to humans. And she says that the slime could be amniotic fluid of aliens. She's asking that, actually. So oh, that's something to motivate us.
Yeah, that could be good. All I know is that things can grow in it. If you get a visual of what it looks like, you know, there are things crawling around in it, living in that sludge. So you get it off, you are probably going to feel much better.
Oh, by the way, Ron, Ed's mentioning here that he was asking if he could do two people on the same clearing, on the same clearing at
good.
The time.
Yeah, you could do that, no problem. But they need to know that. They might feel funky, and that's the whole thing. That's why it's I don't like people doing it absentee for anybody. because you know you could say, "Oh, I want to do my, you know, my grandkids or something, or my daughter or son," and you know they won't even know what's happening to them, and they could say, "Geez, I feel sick, I'm throwing up, you know, I have to go home from work," you know, so that they need to be conscious of knowing what's happening, and so that's why, you know, people need to know what's happening, because this is a pretty rough clearing. It's taken out of you the nanotechnology stuff that's floating around inside of you, being activated in a timely manner by the aliens and whoever else they're using down here in the ground crew to do that stuff to you. So it's still all the alien agenda. Back to you, Kathy.
Okay, we are down to like the last 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And Spirit just has one quick request. Apparently a dog, Rosie dog, has some tummy troubles. She was wondering if you could do a quick clearing for Rosie dog, please.
I'm like, okay, here we go. So take off some alien critters here. So one, it's like what we do on the Sunday calls. One, two, this will work for everybody else. You might feel things moving around in you now as they get released. One, two, three, four, five, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. That should more than likely help the dog there. Okay. Back to you, Kathy.
All right. In closing, I just want to mention that if you requested or received a healing and you feel you benefited and you're using the free clearings on the website, please remember to demonstrate your appreciation by donating. You can just click on the donate button on any of those free clearings, because although the website and the radio programs are free to us, they're not free to Ron, and you know we need them. So over to you, Ron. That's I just want to say good night and thank you so much for all the clearings. And some people are reporting some very significant responses in the positive.
That's great. So what Arjun mentioned was the 100 generations. So if you do want to do and go back that far, I would just say, since the website isn't designed to go back that far, just do it twice. That's for the abduction barcode. So very good information there. Oh, thank you, everybody. We'll see you later. Blessings. And got another show coming on about an hour from now. See you later and have a wonderful evening. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you too, Ron. Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.